broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
From Stratford Day to Warbird Weekend, there's an awful lot going on in the town of Stratford. And joining us back on the show is Len Roberto, board member for the Connecticut Air and Space Center right here in Stratford, but also one of the organizers, main organizers behind Warbird Weekend.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Len?
Yep, this is our fourth year in a row that we've had them here visiting. So, it's a great weekend for us. Last year we had over 1,000 people for the weekend.
That's amazing. Well, welcome back to the Diner Tour, and we are at Blue Sky Diner here in Stratford. I want to first talk about the Connecticut Air and Space Center. For people who have not been there, walk me through it. Let's go through the experience of what is highlighted there.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, you mentioned it earlier, but Stratford, you know, has an amazing aviation history. You know, Sikorsky, development of the helicopter during World War II, you know, thousands of people worked at that Chancebot factory. You know, we have family members coming all the time, three shifts. They were working 24 hours a day. You know, they were building seven or eight Corsairs every single day, you know, 7,000 in total. So then you've got Pratt & Whitney, you've got Hamilton Standard. It's the state airplane of Connecticut. It's a hugely important aviation destination. We've had people from all over the world come and visit our museum. So it's a great place to come. Kids love it. One of the unique things about our museum is that we have some aircraft that are open. So when kids come and they get to sit in a helicopter and an airplane that flew in the Vietnam War, you know, that's really cool. You had Heather on just before me, the superintendent of schools. We had lots of school children come. We had six grades come last month. We have another grade coming June 16th. We're going to hook up with Heather and get that going again. So we love hosting students coming all the time. And last year, we had over 4,000 visitors last year to our museum.
Wow.
So we're growing every year. Our five-year anniversary just passed. We opened 5 years ago last week.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's amazing. And how many aircrafts are there that people can check out?
We have an indoor and outdoor. So we have four indoor, including a Corsair that you can come and learn about. You can look in the cockpit. And then outside, we have four helicopters and two or three more airplanes and lots of engines and parts and things. So there's lots of stuff to see. And we're on the airport. So we're right on the taxiway. So if kids come and, you know, planes will taxi by, take off right in front of them. It's just for them. If you're an aviation kid like I was coming to this airport when I was 4 or 5 years old, it's a cool place to come.
It is, and you can't miss it. I mean, we've passed it a million times, more times than I can count. But it to your point, I think everybody has a little bit of a couple of things. I think that's always so fascinating. Like the idea of, even though I understand how a plane takes off and lands, just the fact that these massive pieces of aircraft can do what they do and maneuver and do that on a daily basis is just wild to me. And then to be able to actually see them, touch them, even get in one of them, I don't know if you outgrow that. You may not work in it. Like, I don't work in aviation, but you don't outgrow that. I mean, and being able to look at even like my 7-year-old who just loves the fascination of how they work. And then to be able to look at them, I was thinking about you, Len, ironically enough. During his spring break, he got to sit in the cockpit for the first time of the commercial airplane that we were in. And it was wild to him just to be able to see that. What has been some of the reactions from the students you've talked to and have had come through the doors of the center?
Yeah, kids walk in the door and they see the Corsair and it's the eyes light up and it's, wow, oh man. And then we say, yeah, do you want to go outside and sit in the helicopter? Oh man. And they sit in it and they're just touching the buttons and some of them asking really detailed technical questions. Mm-hmm. And it's just fascinating. We have some really cool kids come and adults too. I mean, like you said, it never goes. I used to come to this airport when I was a kid and it's never left. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I was actually thinking about this too. So we have oftentimes a retired commercial airline pilot come on my show to kind of give perspective on whenever there's airplane type stories in the news. But he is part of the Tango flight program. Do you ever see, are you guys in that same kind of vicinity there where they're helping students? I think in Bridgeport, but now they've also done it in Stamford too, where they're getting kids into like building aircraft and learning more about it. I don't know if you guys ever cross paths with them ever.
No, there is a school on at site on the airport where they had some programs, and it was on the news a couple of years ago where they were actually building a
that's
small
them.
Yeah.
That's them, the
yeah,
Tango so Flight that, Program, yes.
I'm not familiar with them personally, but they are on site at the airport.
That's
so,
what I thought.
Yeah.
So you guys are all sharing that. Yeah. Oh, I totally will. I absolutely will. But I think it's really fascinating that there's like this multi-approach, if you will, to aviation all in the same place. I don't know how many airports do that, or I would say landing spaces do that.
Yeah, and you know, Sikorsky was here earlier. You know, they're still testing stuff on our airport.
Unmanned, like, that's so cool.
Yeah, unmanned Black Hawk. So that's that innovation, that drive that started in the late 30s is still going on right now.
That's
amazing.
In
Stratford. So.
That is very, very cool. And again, we've got Len Roberto here, who's one of the board members for the Connecticut Air and Space Center. We also have Warbird Weekend that's coming up. And you are one of the biggest organizers behind this. I remember, actually, it was you who set up last year for me to talk to one of the incoming aircrafts, one of the operators, I should say.
Yep.
And that was so fascinating. Talk to us about kind of the, just I would say, how special Warbird Weekend. What is it and what makes it so special?
Yeah, so it's the Air Power History Tour, the Commemorative Air Force. They tour around the country, and luckily we've been able to have them for 4 years in a row now. So it's going to be four aircraft, you know, so training aircraft from World War II. So if you have a relative that flew during World War II, you can see or fly in one of the planes that they likely trained in to become
that's
a pilot.
That's so wild.
We're going to have a jet visiting, an L-39 jet that you can also fly in if you're a licensed pilot already. And then we're going to have a P-51 Mustang, which is one of the iconic greatest airplanes ever made, one of the greatest fighter planes. We'll have one of those. They've got lots of rides booked already. So whether even if you don't want to pay for a ride, you can get up close, walk around them, see them take off and fly. It's a really cool experience, and we have very affordable options all the way up to the Mustang, which is not cheap, but it's an incredible experience. But they'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, flying all day long. We'll hopefully fly over Stratford Day on Saturday.
That's awesome.
That's been cleared, so we can do that as well. So it's
amazing.
A great. Last year we had 1,000 people. It's a cool food trucks. We have all kinds of things.
And where are the aircraft coming from?
They're touring around the country. So right now, some of them are in Pennsylvania and Maryland. One is here on site already. One is coming in a couple hours. And then the rest will come probably tomorrow morning.
That's so exciting. And so Warbird Weekend, how long does that go on, just so people know when they can show up and not miss out?
We open 9 o'clock every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and close at 4. But if you have a ride scheduled, we could likely stay open later. But you'll hear them.
You'll hear them.
See them.
Yeah, so for anybody, that is important, though, Len, because the amount of times we will get tips on our news tip line that I'm hearing and I'm seeing things that are not familiar in our in our air.
Yesterday, like, there was a flyover of 7 military aircrafts, and people were, what's going on?
Okay, I got a call about that. I got a call about that. What time was that?
It was in the afternoon. It was C-130s from the Connecticut Air Guard and a couple others, I think.
I had finished my son's field day, and I was checking my email, and we had a couple of calls on that about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, wondering what was going on.
Yeah.
So thanks for solving that for me. That's great. I was like, I don't know. Let me get back to you. I should have known you guys were doing some test runs. I should have known that.
That wasn't us, but...
You're like, it's not me. We just, we have Warbird Weekend, so they're here for that. That's very cool. That's amazing. Why should people check out Warbird? First of all, you only do this once a year, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Even if people are maybe not into aviation, but I was kind of saying there's a multi-prong here where you never outgrow, I think, the fascination of aviation. But also to your point, there is such a rich history of aviation, specifically to Stratford, Connecticut, but our state in general. Why should people show up for Warbird Weekend?
Yeah, and that's what drives it, I think, is that shared instinctual history of people here and families. But it's a great day out, like you said. You're going to see things that you don't often come to Connecticut. You know, we don't usually have these kind of events, so we're one of the places that host it, and it's a great thing. Like I said, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Some people are scared. You know, I don't want to fly on a plane that's 80 years old. I get it, but some people do. But even if you don't, you can walk around them. We'll have tour guides there. We'll tell you about them, the history of these planes, and then you get to see them start up and fly and land, and, you know, hearing them, seeing them, even smelling them is a pretty That's living history to me, so that's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Are there still spots, do you know, Len, available for people to book a ride? Yes.
Yep. They have a lot of rides booked, but they're more than willing to squeeze you in. There's a table there when you get there. You don't have to pre-book it. You can just walk in and say, hey, can I go fly? Sure.
Okay.
And they'll squeeze it in.
How long are they up in the air?
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting, which I got to double check that with Paul, but I think
Sunday's a little iffy, but the next 2 days are great.
Yeah, so. I was just going to say, I know Friday's going to be amazing, and Saturday's looking good too. So, you know, and then maybe we'll squeeze out a third day.
Spotty,
We can make it work. How long are they up in the air for?
Usually the rides are between 20 minutes to about 45 minutes.
Wow.
Depending on how much you want to pay for.
Wow. And you're in some of the aircraft are 80 years old?
Yes. All of them are. World War II vintage.
So, right. Yeah. But I mean, they keep them. Here's the thing, Len. You know, I'm going to get some calls from people. But I mean, they're keeping them up to code, right? I mean, they're obviously.
They're better than when they were made. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Inspected annually. The P-51 has just finished a major inspection and overhaul. They're testing it actually today further. So yeah, they glide.
They glide. Oh, I love it. That's such a cool experience. And how high? This sounds really silly, but I'm going to ask this because you had mentioned before that some people are afraid to fly, which is totally fair. But do you go? I mean, you don't go as high up as like a commercial.
No. Under 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
No oxygen. You fly out over Long Island Sound. You can.
That's amazing.
You talk to the pilot. They'll take you over your house if it's close by. You know, there's many things. They don't do any aerobatics or anything crazy. It's very gentle, and you know, you're not going to get sick. You're not going to go upside down or anything.
I think that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that. I think it's really neat. So, do you have a website, or where do you suggest people go if they want to get more information, or should they just come on site?
You can just come on site. I believe it's airpowerhistorytour.org if you wanted to book a ride, but at this point, just show up.
Yeah,
and they'll fix you in the schedule.
And where are you guys located?
Right at Sikorsky Memorial Airport, Main Street, Stratford, 225 Main Street. Right around the airport, and you'll find us.
That's amazing. Len Roberto, I want to thank you so much for what you do, not just, you know, getting behind Warbird Weekend, making it happen each and every year, but also as a board member of the Connecticut Air and Space Center, and that you never outgrew aviation. I'm serious. It's awesome.
Yeah, I look up every time an airplane flies over.
Right?
Just like when you were a kid.
Right? That never goes away. That fascination never goes away. Yep. Well, I love that. And I'm so glad that you could be part of the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour again this year. It really is an honor to always have you on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You're so welcome. And again, Warbird Weekend starting tomorrow, going through Sunday. And if you want to book one of those rides, just go right to the site and you can book on site. You don't have to pre-register ahead of time. They still have plenty of rides open. And again, Len, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.